Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This word you've been hearing on the radio, burgoo, is spelled B-U-R-G-O-O. They have a burgoo fest. Burgoo is a kind of hearty soup or stew, and they cook it out in LaSalle County once a year at a burgoo festival in tiny little Utica. And that town of 1,000 people will see over the 2 days of the burgoo fest. How many people?
100,000, 110,000.
It's kind of hilarious. This is a fun story. Brenda and I went to the Burgoo Fest a couple of years ago, and I fell in love with the food. My goodness. Amanda Carter is here. She's the museum director for LaSalle County's Historical Society. This is our Best of the Midwest, where we give you fun places to go, fun things to do here in the Midwest, and now we're sending you about 90 minutes from downtown Chicago off of I-80. There's a Utica exit, right?
Yes, exit 81 on Interstate 80.
So what's the Historical Society all about?
Well, we cover the county's history, LaSalle County's history, which is very rich. Wild Bill Hickok was actually born and raised in LaSalle County. I'm sure many people have heard of the Radium Girls. Lincoln, with the Lincoln-Douglas debates in Ottawa, we have a lot of rich history there, I&M Canal. And in fact, our facility, the LaSalle County Historical Society, actually has six buildings in downtown Utica.
The Radium Girls is the title of a book. There's also been a movie, and it's the story of the women, mostly, who painted radium on watch dials for, what was it, World War II?
They would have started about World War I and continued through World War II. As well as everyday alarm clocks.
Right, so clock faces, alarm clocks, and the dials on airplanes and navigator watches in the wars, the radium that was painted on there was toxic, and the executives of the company very quickly came to realize that, but business was good, there was a need, and they didn't tell the Radium Girls. It's an unbelievable story, isn't it?
It is. If you haven't checked it out, Kate Moore does an excellent book, or you can even email our facility. We have a lot of firsthand sources in our archives.
It's an incredible story. So what is burgoo?
Burgoo is actually a pioneer stew, and it is from the Kentucky, Tennessee area.
Hmm.
And 55 years ago this year, 1969, the LaSalle County Historical Society actually started doing a burgoo festival in order to help fund museum operations.
So what is burgoo?
It's like a mulligan stew almost. It's tomato-based. It has beef, chicken, and pork. And just a harmony of vegetables.
Onions, peas, carrots, celery.
Okra. Okra is one of our ones that we've started using recently.
Is there a secret recipe? Is there something
there that is a secret recipe. We actually have someone called a burgoo meister. That is the person that makes the, orders the food and does the cooking of the burgoo every year.
There's some seasoning in there that gives it a unique flavor, but maybe it's just this blend of meats and vegetables and whatnot. But when you get it, then what does it look like? I said a hearty soup or a stew.
Yes. So it's usually because it's got a little bit of a tomato base to it. So it almost reminds you of like just a thick vegetable stew or soup.
Yeah.
Very right. Thick. It's got chunks of meat in it. It's got chunks of vegetables.
You can eat it
potatoes.
With a fork or a spoon, really. I think I
Correct.
Used a spoon.
Yes.
But the hilarious thing is that when you go to the Burgoo Fest, and part of the Burgoo Festival, of course, is a bunch of activities and a massive flea market or yard sale.
Yes,
right?
We have about 375 vendors.
So that's stretched out all throughout the town, block
yes.
after block. You just mosey around and look at the stuff. But then you come to the food area where they're cooking the burgoo in open-air kettles, right?
Yes. So we start that Saturday night. We actually built the almost look like little silos that these huge, I mean, we have to take a forklift to get the kettles into place.
They're massive. They look like oil barrels.
They do.
Promise me they're not.
They are not.
Good
no,
to know.
No. for sure not.
Okay.
But we put them in there, and it's actually inside this little silo, we put the wood, so it's cooked over a wood fire. And by that, that gives it enough heat to cook this. And we actually stir the stew with boat paddles, because wooden boat paddles, because we can't reach the bottom if you don't have something long enough.
It's so deep and it's wide.
It is.
And it's just hundreds of gallons.
We have one that we call Big Bertha, because she's the one that has the most stew in it. So that's always the challenging one to get finished.
So it's just so weird, though. I mean, in this day and age, to just walk into an open area and see a guy over a large barrel with a boat oar stirring some food going, you want some burgoo? And you think, I'm not so sure about that, but there's a line of 63 people waiting to get it.
It's amazing.
It's so delicious.
It is. It is. And I think it's, I mean, it, I think it's the ingredients. It's all fresh ingredients, local ingredients. And I think it's the love that goes in there with all the volunteers. So
right. It's very much a volunteer organization. And
yes,
there does seem to be a measure of pride permeating the whole festival. So you get how many people again?
About 100,000 every
year. So what's your advice for somebody going to the Burgoo Fest in Utica, which is going to take place
October 12th and 13th?
Keep going. What's your advice?
My advice, if you're coming from downtown Chicago, obviously come in on Interstate 80. The town is a little on the smaller side, but we have plenty of parking. We know we've done this for years. We know how to handle the parking situation. So there is a lot of parking available. A lot of times, like the museum itself, we do charge for parking, but that's right in the downtown heart of it. So it's easy. You're real close to everything. But we also offer a park and ride shuttle.
Oh, where is that?
So that's located on Route 6. It's about 2 miles from Utica. But when you're coming off of Interstate 80, you come to the roundabout there. You're going to...
So you take Route 80 Utica exit, you go south to the roundabout.
Keep going. Go, if you're going to take the park and ride, you take the first exit off the roundabout, and you'll go down about a little under a mile. There'll be signage there, but it's Celebrations 150. You can go ahead and park right there. And we have a shuttle bus running continuously throughout the festival, 11 to 6 on Saturday and 9 to 5 on Sunday. You just park your car, you get in the shuttle, and it will drop you off at the beginning point, and it will run the entire weekend.
Continuously around and about.
Yes.
Does it get to cut in line with the traffic that's coming into town?
I don't know about that because I don't ride it, but I assume it's NCAT's the one that does that for us. I think people know it's the Burgoo shuttle bus, so they usually probably let them go.
Well, it is easy. It's easier to do that, that's for sure. Or just get there early, or either way, get there patiently, because
yes,
it's a very popular fall destination. Utica's a funny little town, too, isn't it? I mean, what's the population of it again?
It's about 1,000 people.
1,000 people.
Very quaint.
Well, it has a nice downtown. It's got a wine bar, for crying out
loud. Yes, August Hill Winery is actually located.
And the best chicken place in the county
is Joy Ned's.
No.
Canalport? I don't. There's a lot of good chicken down there.
Well, the restaurant scene there, you've got restaurants on both sides with lights going overhead.
Yes, they actually close the downtown area. It's gorgeous any time of year. All the businesses have outdoor dining. A lot of times they do live music down there. There's little ice cream. Bruce and Ollie's is the little ice cream store. I mean, it's just such a quaint, cute little area. And it kind of takes you away from the hustle and bustle and brings you to small town America.
It's vibrant. I mean, a town of 1,000 you would not think would be that robust as a town of 1,000 people can be. But there you guys are. And then putting on one of the biggest, strangest, most delicious events that you can run into.
And I mean, the vendors is one of the big draws for a lot of the people that come around. I mean, we have 375 vendors, and the vendors, you can find whatever you're looking for. They're all different types. It's not the same. You know, you've got craft vendors, you've got antique vendors, you have people selling homemade jams, breads. There's just such an eclectic mix that whatever you're looking for, you're going to find there. And everything is within walking distance, which is great.
Sponsored by the, now it says here, LaSalle County Historical Society.
Yes. Yes.
So if I wanted to find out more, just go to LaSalle County Historical
Society.org.
Yes.
Or you can go, we have a LaSalle County Brigu Festival page on Facebook that has a lot of our information as well.
By the way, I was thinking of Skoogs. Is that in Utica
Skoogs,
as well?
Yes. Skoogs has the best burger.
Oh, is it the burger, you think?
Yes. Burgers are amazing.
Them's fighting words. I thought that that was the place for chicken.
You know what? All of the restaurants that have chicken downtown are really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
No kidding. Well, you have to say that.
Yes.
But it's also true. It's a nicer little restaurant scene. Amanda Carter is the museum director for the LaSalle County Historical Society. Okay, Amanda, good luck. You've got great weather coming. Have a great fest.
Yes. Thank you very much, John.